So if you have your Bibles, it's in Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. And I think your food will still be ready, and hopefully the restaurant won't run out. But just one verse that the Lord spoke to my heart about, and just it was God's purpose. So in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, it says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, how many of you would say that you lose things often? Some of you are like, where's my glasses? On top of your head. I looked this up. On average, your average American loses about 9 items a day. About 9 items a day. Now, how many of you are like, I can relate to that? And others like, I lose like 900 a day. How many of you would say that? So on average, it says that we lose about 9 items a day. And on average, we spend between about 10 to 15 minutes a day looking for what we lost. Looking for what we lost. And some of the most losable items that we do every day are keys. Some of you right now are thinking, where are those keys? Your wallet. You lose your wallet. You lose your phone. Those are some of the top ones. Headphones. Which I guess that's for some people. Those are some of the highest, most things that we lose. One that I can totally agree with that's also on the list, TV remote. TV remote. How many of you like, where is that stinking TV remote? Look under the covers, behind the couch. Those are things that we lose. But what? When we look for it, when we spend time with it, we care about it, so we look for it, right? We care about it, so we spend time to look for it. And this verse, Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Do you know Jesus cares? Jesus is looking for the lost of this world. Yes, Jesus is looking for the lost in America. Jesus is looking for the lost in Africa. God wants to see souls saved. So right there, the first part, it says, "For the Son of Man." Who is the Son of Man? You may say that's kind of, who is the Son of Man? Well, this is a term that refers to Jesus. Jesus loved to use the Son of Man as referencing himself. I think of like sports and with like an interview or something, and they're interviewing like say a quarterback or running back. They say, "What do you like? What's the best part of your game?" And they say, "Well, I'm the best. I'm the best quarterback. I'm the best passer. I'm the best rusher. I'm the best this." You talk to a point guard. "I'm the best passer. I'm the best shooter. I can shoot those threes like Steph Curry. I can do all this," right? That's them describing themselves. But how Jesus referred to himself the most was the Son of Man. That's humble. That's humility. He could refer him to himself, and he did a couple times, as the Son of God or Son of the Almighty, or "I'm the Son. I am Christ. I am Him." But no, he referred to himself as the Son of Man. Why? Because he's coming to our level. Jesus, he came down to this earth. Yes, he was born of a Virgin Mary. That is why he's the Son of Man. He came to earth to live among us. So who is the Son of Man? It's Jesus. But it says he's come to seek. He has come to seek. Of course, we know the kids' game hide and seek, right? It's like everybody goes out and then you count to a number and say, "Ready or not, here I come." And they come and seek. That's what Jesus is doing for the lost of this world. Jesus is seeking the lost people of this world. Why? Because he cares. He cares. God is a personal God. God cares about the loss of this world. He didn't just create us and wind up the world and let it go. No, God cares. He is a personal God who is seeking. I think about, remember the story of the shepherd? It's in the Bible, the parable of the shepherd. And he has 100 sheep, right? He's got 100 sheep. So he's out there and he's up on, I just picture it like on a pretty mountaintop, and he's got his 100 sheep, right? And he's a good shepherd, so he's wanting to make sure that he has them all. So he starts counting. 1, 2, 3. Then he starts getting a little bit longer. 70, 71, 72. Then he goes 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. I'm missing one. I just must have miscounted, right? So he recounts his sheep, right? 1, 2, 3, 90, 96, 97, 98, 99. I'm missing one. So what does that shepherd do? He starts looking for that one lost sheep, right? He goes out into the wilderness, and there, he sees his sheep there in a gully or something. So what? He goes down, gives out his staff, picks up his hand, and grabs that sheep. He leaves the 99 and goes looking for that one sheep. Why? Because that shepherd cares about the one lost sheep. And I can tell you today, God cares about that one lost sheep. That one lost sheep is the lost souls of this world. God cares about that one lost sheep. The The other story, of course, the woman who has some coin in her pocket, right? And she's cleaning her house. Now, I don't know about you, but if you have money in your pocket, like a good chunk, you're kind of always checking it, right? Just making sure it's all there. I'm a Bible college student, so nothing there. But if you have a little bit of money, you're walking, like especially like if you're in the city or something, you're kind of careful. You're just checking your money there, right? So she's cleaning her house, right? She's got her coin there, so she's checking it. She's cleaning a little bit more. She's checking it. Then she's cleaning a little bit more and checks. It's not there. Where did that coin go? So what? She drops everything she's doing and looks for that one coin, right? So she's going through the ground, and there, she finds that lost coin. And when she picks up that lost coin, she rejoices. She's happy. She's glad. That's another picture of Jesus. Jesus will drop everything for that one lost coin. He'll drop everything for that one lost sheep. Why? Because the Son of Man has come to seek. He is seeking the lost of this world. But he's also, Son of Man, Jesus, has come to seek and to save. He's come to save. You might be like, well, if the shepherd found that sheep and just let him there, he's like, oh, there, I seek you, I find you, I'm not going to do anything about it. What? You'd say that's a terrible shepherd, right? That's mean, that's bad. But what? No, Son of Man, Jesus, has come to seek and to save. He's come to save. He has the ability to save us. The term save, it means deliver. It means to rescue us from something. I think John 3:16, right? We all know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What is he saving us from? He's saving us from perishing to everlasting life. That is how Jesus saves. The Son of Man, Jesus, has come to seek and to save or deliver. I think, as I talked about there in the ocean, in the pictures, the ocean is a big part of the Ivory Coast. Really, really big part. The fishing, the just everything kind of revolves around the ocean. So what do you think? I actually got to preach this to some of the Ivorians there. And I asked, like, what if, and there were a lot of fishermen. I was like, what if you were out on the ocean and you were out fishing? And it's a beautiful, they fish at night. And it's like a beautiful night. The stars are out. The moon is clear. Everything is great. And you're out there fishing and fishing. And then a storm comes up. What if a storm comes up? And you're like, oh boy, it's starting to get dark. Starting to hear some rumble. Like those last few nights, man, we've had some thunder and some lightning and everything. But what if that happens when you're out in the boat? But you keep fishing, and I mean, they catch barrels and barrels of fish. But what if you're out there fishing, and then boom, a big wave comes over, and you get knocked out of the boat? One interesting thing, a lot of the Ivorians, and even the fishermen, they cannot swim, which blows my brain. I don't get how you can live around it and work in it and still not swim. But a lot of the Ivorians cannot swim. So I gave them this illustration. It's like, what if you were there you got knocked outside of the boat and you're just bobbing up and down, and your friend beside you reaches out his hand and says, come on, what? He's offering salvation. He's offering to help you and to deliver you. Why would you refuse that? Why would you say, no, I'm fine? Drown you go, and you're down under the water. That's what we're doing, folks. We are drowning in our sin without Jesus. We cannot do anything in our sin. We are swimming. There's nothing we can do about it. But Jesus has come to seek and to save. He has reached out his hand to us. And all we have to do is reach out to Jesus to ask him to forgive us our sins. And that is where Christ, Jesus Christ, can save us. You might say, well, I'm okay. I'm not that bad. No, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It doesn't matter if you're American, African, Asian, European, Chinese. It doesn't matter what you are, for all have sinned. That covers everything. Every single human being on the face of this earth has sinned. The Bible also says, for the wages of sin is death. Wages of sin. What is a wage? It's a payment. What we deserve. Because of our sin, we deserve death. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, Christ showed us. He showed us his love. He provided us a way of salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's great. That's how he saves us. We are sinners. There's nothing we can do on our own. But Jesus Christ stuck out his hand. He's caring about that one lost sheep. And he has offered us a way of salvation. And it's up to us to accept, reach out, and grab the hand of Jesus. The verse isn't over yet. It says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Who's the lost? Everyone here that has not trusted Jesus as their Savior. That's why Jesus came. Why did he come? I mean, this is the Son of God. This is the Almighty Son of God. Why did he come? He came to seek and to save the lost. Now, I got to preach this message. It was totally different, but it was in the prison there in Sosandra. So it was really cool how God, and I'm just about done, but it was really cool how God got to work with this. We tried to get into the prison forever and preach to the prisoners there. Because Sosandra is kind of known for the prison. So we tried and tried and tried to get into it. And we could not get into it. For the 2 months I was there, we could not get into it. Then finally, we got the authorization to go into the prison on a Saturday, and I left on a Monday. So we got to go to the prison, and man, it was like Fort Knox. They checked everything. It was really hard to get in. But when I went into that prison, I wish every one of you, they took our phones. We literally had nothing on us. I just had my Bible and the clothes on my back. That's all we could do to get in. But they opened up that door, and man, I walked out into the prison. And I wish every one of you could stand where I stood in that prison. You got these men who are lost, who have done some really bad things. I mean, I'm sure there was murderers and who knows what else in that place. And I preach them this message. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost. And I ended with the story of Agrippa. Remember the story of Agrippa? Of Paul. Paul was preaching to Agrippa. And I told those prisoners, it's like, I'm not saying I'm Paul, but it's kind of like me. Paul was preaching to you. And Agrippa was standing there. And Paul went through everything. And man, Paul is one of the greatest Christians who ever lived. So I'm sure he expounded the scriptures. He gave a clear salvation message. And King Agrippa just stands there and says, almost, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. So I remember I preached that and I gave that story to those Ivorians in that prison, lots and lots of them. And I remember looking at them and say, hey, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. That's what King Agrippa did. But I remember looking at them and saying, I don't want any one of you to be that way. I don't want any one of you to be almost that persuades me to be a Christian. We have a God who loves you. He's come to seek and to save you. And I remember just I can't explain it, just the emotion and the need in that prison. And I got to preach this message, that the Son of Man is come to seek and to save the lost. And yes, that's great in Africa. But I hate for anyone here that's under the sound of my voice or listening on the line to say, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Man, this is the greatest decision in your life. God can do things in your life that we could never do on our own. And yes, the need in America is great. I mean, just look around. The need in America is great. And yes, the need around the world is great. But what's the need of your heart? Do you need salvation? Do you need Jesus to come into your heart and save you from your sin? I know most of us here are saved. Most of us have trusted Jesus as your Savior. So I ask you one question. One question. What is our response going to be? What is our response going to be? I mean, I've shown you the pictures, and I promise you probably none of you are going to wake up tomorrow and buy a ticket to go to Abidjan, West Africa. And none of you are going to wake up and just say, man, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to be there for 8 weeks. I'm going to be a missionary there for the rest of my life or something. I highly doubt any of you are going to do that. But I do tell you one thing. Each one of us are going to wake up tomorrow and see a next-door neighbor or see a coworker or see the cashier at Dollar General. That's our mission field. That's what we need to be doing. Yes, God is doing some great things, and yes, the need all over the world is great, but it starts in our home place. It starts with the people that we run across each and every day. So what are we going to do? What's our response going to be? The Son of Man is come to seek and to save the lost. That was his purpose. That was his goal. And how does he accomplish that today? He accomplishes it with his word and with the Holy Spirit and with his people. That's us. It's our responsibility. What is your response going to be? I hope the pictures were moving, but it starts with us telling the people we run across each and every day about Jesus Christ. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost. What's your response going to be?